You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 18, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has blocked Donald Trump's attempt to have American taxpayers cover his $83 million legal bill to E. Jean Carroll for defamation. The court rejected Trump's appeal under the Westfall Act of 1988, which protects federal employees from certain tort lawsuits while engaged in official duties. The Westfall Act grants federal employees immunity from personal liability for common law torts, such as defamation, committed within the scope of their employment. It substitutes the United States as the defendant instead of the individual employee, shifting the financial burden to the federal government. If a federal employee is sued for actions taken as part of their official duties, the lawsuit is treated as if it were brought against the U.S. government. Trump and the Justice Department argued that his denials of Carroll's allegations in 2019 were made within the scope of his presidential duties and should be covered by the Westfall Act. Determining what falls within this scope for a president is complex and has been a subject of legal debate, especially concerning statements made while in office. Actions are considered within the scope of employment if related to the duties of the office, even if performed improperly. However, personal conduct or statements unrelated to official duties typically fall outside this scope. The argument in the Trump defamation cases was whether his public statements denying the allegations were part of his official duties as president. The D.C. Court of Appeals has clarified the scope of employment law in the context of the Westfall Act, particularly concerning presidential actions. The appeals court stated that the motion was statutorily barred, meaning a claim cannot proceed because a specific law prevents it. Both Trump and the government waived their rights by filing for relief at the wrong time. Defamation is making a false statement about someone that harms their reputation. To prove defamation, a plaintiff must show that the statement was false, published to a third party, caused harm, and that the speaker acted with a certain level of fault. For public figures, this often requires proving actual malice. In the E. Jean Carroll cases, she sued Trump for defamation, alleging that his public statements denying her sexual assault claims were false and damaged her reputation. The $83 million damages refers to the amount a court ordered Trump to pay Carroll as compensation for harm caused by defamation. A legal bill refers to the costs incurred for legal services. In 2023, a jury found Trump liable for defamation and sexual abuse of Carroll, awarding her $5 million. In 2024, he was found liable for defamation again, resulting in $83 million in damages. Trump posted a $91 million bond while appealing this verdict. The Federal Tort Claims Act, FTCA, waives the sovereign immunity of the U.S. for certain torts committed by federal employees acting within the scope of their employment. The Westfall Act is an amendment to the FTCA, specifically addressing personal liability for federal employees. The application of the Westfall Act to presidents is complex, particularly concerning statements made while in office. The E. Jean Carroll defamation cases highlight the ongoing legal accountability faced by Trump since leaving office. These cases test the limits of legal immunity for actions taken while in office. While presidents enjoy certain immunities for official acts, these cases demonstrate that such protections are not absolute, especially concerning private conduct or statements outside the scope of official duties. The outcomes underscore that former presidents can face civil lawsuits for actions taken during their tenure. This contrasts with criminal immunity arguments being tested in other cases. The E. Jean Carroll verdicts demonstrate that accountability can extend to charges of defamation. The cases against Trump, including the Stormy Daniels hush money trial, are viewed as tests of the Constitution and the nation, aiming to hold a past leader accountable. Public and political reactions to the E. Jean Carroll defamation rulings reflect broader polarization regarding legal accountability for political figures. These reactions highlight how legal outcomes involving high-profile individuals are often interpreted through partisan lenses. For supporters, adverse rulings can be seen as politically motivated attacks, while critics may view them as affirmations of the rule of law. The social implications include deepened political divides, challenges to the legitimacy of judicial processes, and narratives about political persecution or accountability. Copyright, African Elements.